That stray horse, they're still trying to round it up. A lot of you are suggesting that the best way to get a horse is to approach it with sugar. Now, Dr. Catherine Rutland will not be hoping that any of you have sugar handy, because she's on the line and she's talking about the amount of sugar that we're taking. It's absolutely ruining our teeth. Dr. Rutland, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. There's this horse loose at the moment on the M1. The police are trying to apprehend it. People are suggesting sugar lumps might be the way forward. We're too fond of sugar, aren't we?
We are very fond of sugar as a nation, I'm afraid. New research that Denplan has just commissioned has highlighted that a lot of people are adding sugar to their diets on a daily basis without really even realising how much it all adds up. So the big focus at the moment has been on sugar in your cups of tea, which we're obviously all as a nation very fond of. And then how many times a day we're doing it, and possibly even adding a nice sugary snack mid-afternoon as well to go with it. So the concern really is the amount, the frequency of sugar that you put into your mouth that increases the risk of your tooth decay. And it's about sort of raising awareness of that and how people can think about how they change their habits.
And of course, there's lots of sugar already in fizzy drinks or in the sexy coffees you get in the bigger outlets and whatever. They're coming down with sugar, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And also the other sugars that people sort of forget about. So people tend to have smoothies are a big favourite as well at the moment, aren't they? And fruit juices. But because those fruits have been pureed, the beneficial fibre that offsets the natural sugar is gone from them. So they are as bad for you as drinking a can of full-blooded fizz.
I was talking to a very well-known dentist in this part of the world, Philip McLaurie, and he was talking about the sugar attack. He was using the term attack. That's what sugar does to your teeth. It's actually attacking your teeth. When you think of it like that, you would be quickly dismissing sugar and hoping to steer clear of it. But you would have to be very disciplined, short of, you're not putting it in your tea, which is just a decision you make. Trying to avoid sugar is a challenge that's almost beyond us.
It is, I think, especially because of the fact that as we've focused on a sort of a lower fat diet, of course, fat is very tasty. And so manufacturers put sugar back in to combat that taste element. So it's also looking for the words that they hide behind, in inverted commas, for sugar. So dextrose, maltose, corn syrup, hydrolyzed starch, all of those are added sugar into your food. So do watch out on the labelling of what you're actually having.
So all of that is ruining your teeth. What about when we eat sugar, if we have a good old rip with the dental floss and the mouthwash and the toothpaste? Does that undo the attack?
The big thing is the frequency that you have it. So the recommendation is that you should only be having 5 attacks of sugar a day, and 3 of those will be your main meal. So that only actually gives you another twice a day that you can have sugar, and expect your mouth to buffer it with the saliva. And as you pointed out earlier, try and combat that attack from the harmful acids onto your teeth. So it is very, very much about frequency. Obviously, brushing and cleaning is very important, but you need to be minimising. And you do need to be careful if you brush too soon after having anything too sugary or certainly too acidic, then you risk causing further damage to your teeth and not letting the saliva actually do its job and actually buffer those harmful acids.
Yeah, I'm looking here at double-strength lemon squash that's sitting in the studio to keep me refreshed. And the ingredients are water, some form of unpronounceable lemon concentrate, a number of acids, citric acid, malic acid, an acidity regulator, sodium citrate. And then the sweeteners include sodium saccharin, is that right?
Yeah.
Aspartame, is that pronunciation on that?
Yes.
And would those be the sugars that are in there, or would those be the, those are the alternatives to the sugar? Would they be doing the damage to my teeth?
No, those are the added sweeteners. But you've also got the lemon concentrate in there that will have sugar in it as well. So there's sugar all over that. So yes, it's those kind of things that we do need to be aware of. You can replace them. You can look for things like natural sweeteners, things like xylitol that can be added to food, to creating, to cooking, so that you can still have your little fix of sweetness that we all enjoy. But it's just making sure that we're just not having that volume of sugar in whatever form it is.
What is carbon methylene cellulose? Would that be sugar?
I'm actually not sure.
Some form of stabilizer, apparently.
So, yes, something to, yeah, they throw in all sorts. That's the trouble once you start looking at products.
Yes, you wouldn't need anything. All right. So, and the other thing is the alternatives to sugar, while they may not be as hard on your teeth, they're probably artificial sweeteners doing harm to some other part of your body. You'll have us all scared. The advice from anyone who's representing the likes of Denplan, I'm sure, would be regular brushing, good oral hygiene, as well as staying away from sweetie foods.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. How we brush, how we look after our teeth is so, so important for our natural health, and also then the links that are starting to be established between it and general health. So, yes, it is all about cleaning and also looking about how often you're having those added sugar bits.
And regular visits to your dentist. You're making me feel guilty, doctor.
Of course.
And one final question. Do horses really like sugar lumps?
They do. They do. But like us, they can cope without it. But they do enjoy it. But again, you've got to give it to them in moderation. So,
okay.
Yep.
Doctor, you're not going to like the next song I'm about to play, so I'll let you go before you hear it. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Thank you. Dr. Catherine Rutland there on the subject of the horses. A couple of you have suggested this, especially if the wee horse is called Jack. You recognise this tune? So I know there were people thinking, what on earth is he about to play now?